I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Back in for hour number two of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this morning, but Tom Ackerman is going to be our guest coming up here in our early segment here in the 11 o'clock hour. He was in Indianapolis yesterday. I believe that he was at both basketball and football yesterday, so he was doing the Indiana double dip yesterday as the Hoosiers were playing in Indianapolis for both of those big games. As I mentioned, basketball didn't quite fare as well as football did, but it was all about that Big Ten championship for the Indiana Hoosiers. They go to number one, unanimous number one in the AP poll. Georgia is number two, Ohio State number three, Texas Tech, and then Oregon. That's your top five in the AP poll. They are currently just starting the show for the college football playoff selections. Now, we haven't seen anything yet, but some analysis of some of the teams and who might get in and who might do all of those things, but they have not started yet selecting those teams. So we'll keep you updated as that happens. We'll get a chance to hear from Tom as that happens, because he's probably going to be with us right as those things are coming up. So he is up first in the 11 o'clock hour. We will talk with Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals' new president of baseball operations. He'll join us at 11:30, and we'll wrap things up with Bernie Miklas, as usual, in his 11:45 spot here on Sunday morning. So all of that to come. Big thanks already to Matt Pauly, who's at the winter meetings, to the Billikens men's soccer head coach, Kevin Kalish. They're going to the College Cup, the Final Four of men's soccer. So that's what we've already done here. And, of course, you can listen on the Odyssey app. You can go back and rewind and listen to that first hour as well. If you want to check in on some of those things, both good conversations. And Matt Pauly and Mike Claiborne are in Orlando. So if something does come up over the next couple of days, if there is a move to be talked about, obviously, you know, instant reaction will be right here on Camo X. Coming up later today on Camo X, 2 o'clock, we've got Billiken's basketball. They've got Central Michigan in town at Chaffetz Arena. And then later tonight, it's Chiefs football. It's Kansas City and the Houston Texans coming up later tonight. So there is a lot going on all day long here on Camo X. Here as we come to you from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio here in our Camo X studios. And again, my pleasure to be in for Tom Ackerman this morning because I know it was a great afternoon, great evening for him, and probably a lot of fun as he is celebrating that Big Ten title for Indiana. First, I think since 1967 is the for the Indiana Hoosiers as a Big Ten football title. So Tom Ackerman will join us on the other side of the break as we continue at Sports on a Sunday Morning. I'm Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, but he's coming up next as we continue on Camo X. It's Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman here on this Sunday morning here on Sports on a Sunday Morning, our Stifel Financial Sports Studio right here, our Camo X studios, and our regular tried and true host is Tom Ackerman. He is on the line because he is not with us today because he's been celebrating the Indiana Hoosiers. Congratulations to your Hoosiers, Tom.
Thank you very much. I'm coming to you from outside the Indiana Football Complex here in Bloomington at Memorial Stadium, where inside this building, the coaching staff, I would assume some players as well, although the players are probably sleeping off last night's amazing win, are watching this college football playoff bracket reveal to find out where they're going to end up playing and who they could possibly play after their first round bye. This is an amazing moment for the school. I just looked at, I was looking at Twitter trying to see if I could get the bracket before we went on the air. Brett McMurphy, who does a nice job covering college football for On3 Sports, just tweeted that the college football playoff first round games will kick off before the field is announced on ESPN. So it's taking a while, but we're here in the parking lot outside the football complex, and it is an unbelievable time here in Bloomington. It was incredible last night in Indianapolis. In my lifetime, I've been able to cover and attend a lot of sporting events. Of course, my heart is with my alma mater, but even if it wasn't, the story that I saw unfold last night is one of the great turnaround stories in sports history, I would say.
So, and you raise a point I was really going to go here, is that obviously we get to do this for a living, but most of us who do this, we're sports fans at heart, right? So to do, you know, to get the opportunity to do what you did yesterday, and it started with basketball, right? You went to basketball earlier in the day?
I did. I saw Indiana play Louisville. They fell behind 16-0 at Gainbridge Coliseum, at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Actually made a game of it, got the game down to 8 points, but ultimately they lost to sixth-ranked Louisville. And when the game was over, as disappointing as it was, because Indiana was never really competitive in the game, it ended single digits, but it was more of a one-sided game than that. Everybody sort of filed out of there and said, okay, we got some business to attend to,
right, to go across the street, right?
We have pressing business here that we came in town for, and it was on. And the feeling last night of being there, you know, and the energy in Lucas Oil Stadium of a crowd that was both joyful and I think very grateful to be there. It was kind of like a celebration of the moment, like, wow, we're here. Like, Indiana's name is painted in the end zone, and this is awesome. But it also was a very urgent crowd. It felt like a national championship game, even though it wasn't. I think that Indiana fans treated that like, we have to win this game today. And that game last night was Indiana's to win. I think they outplayed Ohio State, and in the end, they were able to hold them off. And in what was a tremendous game between the two best teams in the country, and they could well face each other again down the road.
To my point, I was just going to say, though, sometimes it's cool for us to be able to experience the sports just strictly as fans and to go enjoy that and be part of that kind of atmosphere. And obviously for you as an alum of Indiana, that's special.
It's incredibly special because, you know, having been here, as I sit here and look at this stadium and I'm looking up at the press box where I called games as a student. And Indiana was not a bad team when I was a student. In fact, in the first season that I was here, 1993, they went 8-3, and they lost the three games by very close margins. And Bill Mallory led his team to the Independence Bowl where they lost to Virginia Tech. But I thought, well, all right. I mean, I've stumbled into a good situation here. This is a good, solid Big Ten football program. And little by little, it just started to deteriorate. Yes, there were some good moments. Antoine Randall-El and Cam Cameron's team, they like to rack up the points. They didn't have much of a defense. And then they went through a period of time where they built it back with Terry Heppner. Unfortunately, Terry had cancer, and we lost Coach Heppner. Bill Lynch took over, and it just could not get over the hump. Kevin Wilson tried to do it. Tom Allen tried to do it. And there were some moments in all of those coaching regimes where you thought they were going to get over the hump, and they just got knocked down back to earth by Ohio State and Michigan and the powers of the Big Ten. And so last night, to be able to witness it as a fan and know that they are now the kings of college football, that they've slayed the dragon, so to speak, it's an amazing feeling to be able to witness that. I was actually sitting next to an IU soccer player last night, it happened to be, and it was neat to see it from his perspective. And I said, you know, I cover a lot of sports, and I'm from St. Louis. I cover the Blues. I cover the Cardinals. I cover, you know, all these great sports entities and have for years and seen a lot of championships. But this team, I've never had a working relationship with, except when I was a student. I mean, this is the team that I'm a fan of, and I got to do something that I don't get to do very often, which was just sit there and, you know, bite my nails and hope that everything was going to turn out okay, and a gut-wrenching game to watch, and they pulled it out. And as a fan, to be able to sit there and watch the whole celebration on the field is very satisfying.
CamelX Sports Director Tom Ackerman with us here from Indiana. He is on campus at Indiana this morning as they are at some point going to be able to find out and react to where they will play after a first-round bye. But again, we still have not seen any of the brackets being revealed. There's Andrew Price checking in with us, by the way.
And, you know, Joe, oh, is he? And, you know, Joe, I've been watching it because I was hoping we would time this out so they would bust the brackets out and then we could talk about it. But I watched Kirk Herbstreit talk his way through trying to put Alabama in. I watched Nick Saban tried to talk his way into putting Alabama in. I heard last night, driving back to Bloomington, SEC Network people pushing Alabama in. I mean, it's amazing. They probably will, but it was amazing, the campaign for Alabama.
Yep.
I mean, it blows me away how the name brands have their cheering section, and they just push these teams through for the network's sake, for they know it's a massive fan base. They know that it, you know, if you don't have Alabama fans, I guess people think that you're not going to have college football fans watching or something. It's just, it's amazing. And Herbstreit's voice sounded pretty crackly. I felt bad for him. I like Herbie, actually. And I was surprised that I actually had a voice this morning, so I feel pretty good about that after all that last night. But it's incredible to watch the debate. I think that the debate will always be there. I think that that's part of it. And no matter what happens today, there will be debate. And if they expand it to 16, there will be debate, and on it will go. But it is a fun, exciting day. But to your point about being a fan of this team, it is just surreal. Like, it doesn't feel real that not only is my team not part of the debate, they're in the playoff, they're not part of the debate. They're the number one team in the country. They're just sitting there at the top waiting for all of this to get settled so they can figure out what they have to do. It's just, it blows my mind still. I woke up this morning and I thought about it for just about a half second. I was like, okay, it wasn't a dream. It really did happen. I'm living this. So, yeah.
Well, as we wait for perhaps a couple of teams to be revealed here, I want to touch on two. Tomorrow night is the Jack Buck Awards at the Missouri Athletic Club. You, of course, will be hosting that event. One of the coolest events in St. Louis, certainly at this time of the year, where all the greats kind of get together, and a ton of folks being honored tomorrow night at the Missouri Athletic Club. Jordan Binnington, Jim Hart, the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, the voice of the Billikens, the voices, I should say, Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr., Matty DiMaria, one of the best up-and-coming soccer players in the area, and Jason Tatum. A lot going on tomorrow night at the Missouri Athletic Club.
it's going to be a great night. We will have all of those people. Jason, we're trying to get a video from him. He's agreed to at least see if he can get something to us to accept the David Freese Hometown Hero Award, the Bob Plager Legends Award going to Jim Hart. It will be amazing to see him there. Jackie Smith is going to introduce him, the legendary Cardinals quarterback. Jordan Bennington will be introduced by another St. Louis legend, Mike Liut, whose records he broke for the Blues, and the reason he was named Sports Personality of the Year, his run through the Four Nations Faceoff last year for Canada and guiding the Blues to the playoffs. Matty DiMaria, as you mentioned, best soccer player in high school in the country. And then our broadcasters, Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr., they'll receive the Burns Brague Award for promoting St. Louis through sports, and a very deserved Jack Buck Award for John Rooney, the 20-year voice of the Cardinals, who has done an amazing job through his time here in really lifting St. Louis through his broadcasts. And you think about how many people he touches when he goes on the air for the first time in that first inning. It's remarkable. And so it'll be a great night. It's going to be 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the MAC.
That will be tomorrow night. And, of course, it will air on KMOX, so you can tune in if you're not able to be there. Tom, all we've seen so far is Indiana and Ohio State, of course, both in the quarterfinals, the one yeah. and the two. We don't know yet who those teams will possibly match up with yet.
Yeah, and you didn't want to see Ohio State fall to four. That wouldn't be great because Indiana and Ohio State meeting again in the semis doesn't seem right. You
of
want
course.
To see them on opposite sides
Absolutely.
Of the bracket so they can meet at the end again. I mean, they're clearly the two best teams. Georgia, though, will have a strong case. They'll definitely...
They're three.
If they end up playing, yeah. So they just came in at three, so they would, in theory, face Ohio State in the semis. That would be an unbelievable game. And now we're going to find out who Indiana could end up facing here. But, you know, Indiana would play in the Rose Bowl in the first game. The Big Ten champion goes there. I'm going to assume that the semi for Indiana would be the Peach Bowl in Atlanta if they get there. I can't imagine they send them out west twice.
Right.
But they'll have them in Atlanta. And then the national championship is in Miami. I may or may not have already booked a flight to Miami just to have it in my pocket just in case that happens. But, yeah, it's going to be great, but it's the real debate here is in the back end of this. Who
of course.
Gets left out? Notre Dame, Alabama, Duke winning the ACC, sent it into further chaos. I do see some people starting to come out of the football complex here in Bloomington. So, you know, some of them have seen what they need to see, but I think that they're sort of moving in and out of there. The people are coming in and out of the building. It's really a buzz here in this town. Is just unbelievable.
Texas Tech is in the number four spot, so a possible
That's there you go. So, you know, and they're an awesome team. I mean, if I were to say that Indiana is the best team in the country, and I think they proved it last night, I feel pretty strongly about that. Texas Tech might be two. I mean, Texas Tech is phenomenal from top to bottom. Ohio State might be two. Georgia might be two. We're gonna find out. Oregon, Ole Miss, and
Oregon's
all those
number
other
five,
Texas
by
A&M
the way. They just revealed Oregon.
Yep. Just came in at five. So they're going to have, I'm going to assume that Ole Miss is probably six and A&M seven, but we'll see. But they'll all come in and make their case. It's going to be fascinating to see these games, especially home playoff games. I think that's a lot of fun. Indiana will not get one of those, but that's fine. They could use the 3.5 weeks of rest to get healthy.
Well, Tom, thanks for letting me keep your chair warm this morning, and thanks for taking some time with us to share your thoughts. And, of course, congrats again to you and your Hoosiers.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for doing it, and we'll see you all tomorrow night at the Jack Buck Awards.
Sounds great. That is KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman with us here on this Sports on a Sunday Morning. The Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom, coming up next as we continue Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio here on KMOX.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday Morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Back in on the Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this morning as we continue our conversations here as the college football playoff teams continue to be revealed. Alabama is in. They're in at number 9, by the way. So interesting there, no matter how you feel about it. But, of course, we are your home of the Cardinals here on KMOX, 104.1 FM and 1120 AM. And happy to be joined now by the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. He is Chaim Bloom, and first time that I have had a chance to chat with Chaim Bloom. So thanks for some time this morning.
Absolutely. Good to be on with you.
So winter meetings getting underway in Orlando. As you get set for these meetings and what is to come and the things, obviously, that are on the list, the media availability is all of that. Do you go down there with meetings on the books yourself? Is it kind of like, let's see what develops as we're there? How does it all kind of come together as you get ready for these meetings?
You know, there are a couple meetings that you might have on the books with agents just because everybody's in the same place, and sometimes it's nice to sit down face to face. But over the course of my career, increasingly, this is just a continuation of a lot of the conversations that as teams we've been having with each other for a while. So, you know, a lot of those will continue to happen by phone, by text, just the same way they do before and after the meeting. So it really, you just roll in there, you're in the air for a few hours, you shift venues, and you keep on talking.
And I imagine that that's kind of the way things develop, right? You hope that these kind of things, whether it is deals that happen over the next 3 days, whether it is something that sets the table for deals that might happen throughout January or February. You want those to be organically kind of happening, right?
Yeah, I do think it's a mistake to go in there thinking, hey, we have to leave here having done X, because outside of the Rule 5 draft on Wednesday, there is not a deadline or a milestone for the offseason that happens during these meetings. Now, all that said, the environment's really conducive to getting stuff done. Everybody's having conversations. We get to talk to our friends in the media every day about it. It creates that kind of convention, swap meet, pressure cooker atmosphere that sometimes just pushes people towards things that they might ultimately be willing to do.
I appreciate you calling us in the media your friends. That's very kind of you.
Of course. What else would I call you?
No, that's great. I do appreciate that. Chaim Bloom with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. You mentioned the Rule 5 draft, and I know that the schedule has you addressing the folks after the Rule 5 draft. Do you expect to be fairly active in the Rule 5 draft? Are there folks you're looking at already?
Well, we certainly are doing some work on the available pool of players. I don't know yet if it's something where we'll make a selection or not. Depends on a few different factors, obviously, finalizing our assessments of those players and also just how we think our roster is going to come together, both our 40-man roster over the course of the offseason and then even how we anticipate our 26-man coming together in the spring. It is an exciting opportunity to take a player in the Rule 5. There's certainly upside there, but obviously there is also a commitment to keep that player through the offseason, and then if they do make your club, to give them a legitimate shot to stick throughout the year. And we want to make sure if we're going to do that, that our roster is built to handle it.
We're visiting with Chaim Bloom here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. I do want to ask you about Zach Kent, who the organization claimed off of waivers from the Cleveland Guardians, 27-year-old right-hander. What was it about Kent that interested you, or what is it that you think that you can do going forward with Zach Kent?
Well, anytime you have space on your 40-man roster, you're always looking for ways to amass more depth. Doesn't mean you're just going to claim every player that comes across the wire, but if you think there's someone that can help you, someone who has a chance to compete for a spot in your bullpen and you have an open spot, or you think there might be an upgrade even if you don't necessarily have an open spot, you would tend to put in a claim on that player. And in this case, we did actually have a couple spots. We still have one open, as you mentioned, if we want to make a selection on Wednesday. But with Zach, you know, this is a guy that hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity at the big league level, certainly has shown very capable of conquering every challenge prior to that. He made his major league debut this year in April. He can spin the baseball. He's got a couple good breaking balls, has a good idea of what he's doing out there, so brings another option for us and creates more competition. We have an interesting group of right-hand relievers. A lot of them have the ability to be sent back down to Memphis, and we want to have as many guys as we think are capable as we can possibly rack up, both to compete for those spots on March 26th and then to have his options throughout the year.
Chaim, was there some familiarity there with Rob Serfolio coming from the organization? Did that help that selection, or that help that choice?
Certainly helps give you more confidence in the selection. Obviously, a lot can even happen in a year since Surf has been out of that organization, and you know the most recent stuff is sometimes the most revealing. But in terms of vouching for the player, the person, that always helps. You know, even when we don't have that, you try to do the digging you can. Obviously, do a full breakdown of the player from a talent perspective, and then you do background research because you want to make sure you're bringing in not just somebody who has baseball talent, but who can compete and who is going to be a good teammate. And as much as possible, you want to check all those boxes. So it certainly helps to have people familiar with the player in-house with us.
Chaim Bloom with us here just for a couple more minutes here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman. Is there other business or other things outside of just the transactional things that you're looking to accomplish here in your first winter meetings with the Cardinals, or as the president of baseball operations, I should say?
Yeah, it's actually a good question, and appreciate that you asked it, because I think one of the unique things about that environment, it does bring your group together in kind of a different way, a different format, different venue. So look, if there's transactions that you're working on or you're talking through, you're going to buckle down and work on those first and foremost. But there are other times that you might be able to just get some connections built between people. And when you're sitting in a room together for what feels like 24/7 for a couple of days, you want to build those connections, build that free flow of conversation, that communication. We are going to have our manager, a couple members of our major league staff in there, and they'll be able to be around some people that they don't spend every day with, and vice versa. So we're hoping to actually get a jump on some things as far as planning for spring training and just some of the things we want to sharpen the saw on, do a little bit better in 26 than we did in 25. We'll have a really good chance with a lot of stakeholders in the room to talk through those things too.
Hi, Bloom. We look forward to hearing from you over the next couple of days as things develop, however that looks. I look forward to talking to you more down the road as we get closer to the baseball season, and appreciate you taking some time today.
You bet, and looking forward to it as well.
Hi, Bloom, the Cards President of Baseball Operations, with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Winter meetings underway, getting underway in Orlando. We've got just one more segment to do here on today's show. As always, we'll visit with Bernie Mikulas to finish our time here in the Stifel Financial Sports Studio as we wrap up this edition of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, and we're coming right back on KMOX.
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up. And if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman on this Sunday morning as we welcome you back into the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, as we always do here on Sunday mornings, wrapping up our program with Bernie Mikulas and, of course, his visit sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer. Bernie, good morning. We just saw the 12 playoff teams unfold before our eyes.
Yeah, really interesting. It was going to be controversial. Oh, by the way, good morning, Joe. Good to be with you again. It was going to be just a powder keg of controversy, no matter how they went, because it came down to, of course, two spots among Notre Dame, Miami, and Alabama, and Notre Dame was the one left out, which I think will shock a lot of people, given the fact that they've won 10 in a row. But Joe, I'm a numbers guy, and when I look at Notre Dame's schedule compared to especially Alabama and the quality of the competition they faced all year, you know, if I could just run one thing by you, you know, only three of Notre Dame's 12 games were against teams ranked in the top 35, and they had a losing record in those games. 1 and 2 were Bama played 10 out of 13 against top 35 and went 7 and 3. And Miami, they played one more game against top 35 teams than Notre Dame did, and they had a 2 and 2 record. So Notre Dame's strength of schedule, I think, really made a difference here. And Joe, this we don't have the time to do this today, but I think there's got to be a conversation about Notre Dame, you know, not playing in a conference and having to go through the rigors of a conference schedule like all these other teams do. Now, Notre Dame, of course, will say, forget that. We're Notre Dame. We're superior to everybody. We don't have to join a conference. Well, they may have to reexamine that, and this decision would be one of the reasons.
I absolutely agree with you, and I've thought that for a long time, that there is certainly a competitive balance there that doesn't exist with Notre Dame. Now, if it wasn't for the strength of schedule and some of those things you pointed out, does the head-to-head do anything for you since it came so early in the year, Miami-Notre Dame?
Well, I this has always been my belief. You know, you got to count the whole body of work, you know, and I don't like to cherry pick. For example, Alabama, all we've heard, well, you know, down the stretch, they didn't play that well. Down the stretch, you know, they didn't run the ball very well. Down the stretch, blah, 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 blah. Well, what about the middle part of the schedule where they beat four ranked teams in a row? And that didn't matter? So you have people out there who are only going to judge how they played the final 3 or 4 weeks? It's silly. You have to take the full body of work into account and not cherry pick. And I think that in this case, I think the committee made a mistake earlier, maybe not by putting a little more on that head-to-head between Miami and Notre Dame. That said, it's hard for me. All right, let me give you my opinion real quick. Sorry, it's a lot of information.
That's why you're here. We love it.
You know, it's kind of hard for me to see Miami go ahead of Notre Dame when Notre Dame left out, even though it was a head-to-head. I get it. Listen, none of this stuff is going to match up perfectly. There's going to be contradictions. But you have a Miami team that, you know, down the stretch, because I kept hearing the guys on TV talking about, well, they were playing as well as anybody down the stretch. And I was scratching my head. You know, these are the people that are cherry picking stuff. You know, their last four wins were against Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. Now, Pitt's ranked 20. They were ranked 23rd. Okay, does that sound like a tough schedule down the stretch? and before they lost to SMU, their win was Stanford. So you put Stanford on that list of their final five wins. I don't know. You know, at least Notre Dame played some better teams than that down the stretch, if we're going to do the cherry picking down the stretch thing. So I don't know. I also think the ACC is a joke this year, and I got to factor that in. And also got to criticize the people that run the ACC for their tiebreaker systems, because I think Miami would have at least had a little more credibility if they had qualified for the ACC.
Come through the title game.
Yeah, the title game. But the tiebreaker thing was just so preposterous that they didn't make it. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of holes in this system, and there's a lot of inconsistency. If you ask me, I would have preferred Notre Dame in there over Miami, though they lost in the first week. And I know that's a contradiction. This whole thing is filled with a contradiction. Like, for example, if I throw another thing in at you, okay, it came down to Alabama and, well, no, let me just keep this to Miami and Notre Dame. They sat on the couch yesterday watching college football, but yet Miami moved ahead of Notre Dame, where last week it was the exact opposite, I believe. So what did Miami do to move ahead of Notre Dame? Did they have a better spread of appetizers watching the game? Did the Notre Dame people, did they drop the melted nacho cheese and mess up their spread of Mexican food? I mean, how do you lose ground to a team when you're both sitting on sofas watching other teams play?
It's a great question.
I mean, it's just, and then can I throw one more thing in? And
please.
I'm going to be mean Bernie here. Okay. What are we trying to do here? Like, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to get the best 12 teams in the tournament, or are we going to leave a couple charity spots? What are we doing with this thing? Like, what's the exact goal of like setting the field? You have Tulane in there, and Tulane lost the one power game that they played. They lost to Ole Miss 41-10. And you have James Madison in there, and they only played, one game against a Power Four team, and they lost by 14 to Louisville. So, like, what are we doing here? Are we going to have like a quota system? We got to set aside for the group of five and this and that and this and that. Okay, I understand, having more inclusion and all that. But at some point, all of the people that are in charge are going to have to determine what exactly is the most important criteria. Are you going to pick the best 12 teams, or you're going to reserve two spots for teams that aren't at this, not even close to the same level of, say, the top 10 teams? I don't get it.
Really? No, that's a great point. Let me switch gears here if I can before we finish up here, because I do want to ask you just about the winter meetings, which are getting started. We talked to Heim Bloom. We talked to Matt Pauley a little bit earlier. Do you have any specific expectations for the Cardinals as they get into the winter meetings here over the next couple of days?
I don't tie winter meetings, because I think Heim Bloom, in particular, the Brendan Donovan situation, Derek affirmed with a note today or yesterday, that more than 15 teams have expressed interest in Donovan. Well, if you've got all those teams to talk to and you've got all those offers to sort through, if in fact all 15 are offering, I think it's going to take a little more time than, to be under the deadline, the winter meetings. I think it's going to take a little while. Now, would I be floored if Heim Bloom made some type of deal during the winter meetings? No, but I mean, we pretty much know, Donovan's available, and we pretty much know that they're going to do everything they can to trade Arenado. I think they're going to have to wait on that. That's not going to happen quick, because some teams are waiting to see where Bregman and a couple other third basemen go. Will they trade Nootbaar? Will other teams back off because he had the double heel surgery? Do they dare trade Alec Burleson? I hope not. now there's a lot of talk that they are willing to trade Gorman. I don't have that information, and I have good sources. They're willing to listen on Gorman, but that doesn't mean they want to trade him. So they should be listening on everybody. I think JoJo Romero is drawing a lot of interest. I wouldn't be surprised if he got traded during the winter meetings. And who am I moving?
Wilson Contreras.
Wilson Contreras. Yeah, Wilson Contreras. Listen, I've seen people say, well, there won't be that much of a market for him. I've seen people like me say, well, hold on now. There is, believe it or not, there is a shortage of right-handed bats in the major leagues compared to the number of left-handed bats in the major leagues. And right-handed hitters as a group offensively are far below, or I shouldn't say far below, they are below what left-handed hitters as a group do. And so if you're looking for, listen, you're a team that's overloaded, let's say, with left-handed bats, say, we really need some right-handed power. We need a guy that can draw a lot of walks, get on base a lot, hit for power, hit a lot of doubles. Wilson Contreras, since he joined the Cardinals, and if we're going to go by weighted runs created plus, which I do, I think it's a credible metric, he's one of the top nine right-handed bats in the major leagues since the start of 2023. So I do think, and I don't think his contract is prohibitive. So I would be really surprised if there's not a lot of interest. Now, what do I mean by a lot of interest? We could be talking only about five or six teams. That's still a lot of interest.
Bernie, always a pleasure. I appreciate the chance to catch up here when we do have the opportunity, and we always love to hear your opinions, man.
Joe, you always do a great job, and that's been true for many, many years. So nice to be with you again.
Love it. Thank you, Bernie. That is Bernie Miklas with us here to wrap up this edition of Sports on a Sunday Morning. Big thanks to, of course, Bernie. Thanks to Chaim Bloom. Thanks to Matt Pauly. Thanks to Tom Ackerman, who is celebrating his Hoosiers today. And we heard a little bit from the Blues as they get the win last night. They're in Montreal tonight. Again, coming up later today on Camo X, 2 o'clock, it's the Billikens and Central Michigan from Chaffetz Arena. A little bit later on after that, it'll be the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the Houston Texans. Tomorrow night, as we mentioned, the Jack Buck Awards, 8 o'clock from the Missouri Athletic Club. I'm Joe Pott, happy to be filling in for Tom Ackerman. Keep it here. Plenty more to come all day on Camo X.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.